Many theologians, why do they compromise? Answers with Ken Ham of the highly popular Answers in Genesis conferences. Well, Ken, it seems to me that most theologians don't take the book of Genesis as literal history. But why?
You know, I've looked at many books on Genesis from well-known theologians, and I've found interesting trends that show us why there's so much compromise. You see, I've discovered over and over again, these theologians admit, if you take Genesis at face value, just reading the language in a straightforward way, it does teach creation in six literal days just thousands of years ago. But most of these theologians don't believe this. You see, they say that even though the Bible says 6 days, it must mean millions or billions of years, because scientists have shown the earth to be billions of years old. Wait a minute. The reason they don't take Genesis literally is because of what fallible scientists say? Well, these Christian leaders really don't get their idea of billions of years from the Bible, but from outside the Bible. This is really one of the biggest problems in the church today. Congregations across the world have been taught by their leaders to reinterpret the Bible on the basis of man's fallible theories. This undermines the entire authority of the Word.
Many Christian leaders have compromised when it comes to evolutionary astronomy. Discover more when you read our free booklet, Astronomy and the Bible, when you go to AnswersRadio.com or attend this July's mega conference in Virginia and hear astronomers who believe the Bible. Find out more at AnswersRadio.com.